Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The story isn't over yet. One of the things I enjoy about my Apple Watch is the connection I have with others who also use an Apple Watch. For instance, I get notified when my wife has finished a workout, and one of the preset replies I could choose is, "I've got questions." That's a funny way of me saying, "How did you complete that workout?" In Psalm chapter 75 and Psalm chapter 76, Asaph tells us how God will deal with the wicked. But then Psalm 77 begins with Asaph using words like, "My soul refused to be comforted, my spirit is overwhelmed." And then he launches into the tough questions like, "How long is this going to last? Has God forgotten me? Have I fallen out of favor with God? Has his mercy dried up? Can God keep what he has promised? Is God angry with me?" When I read all this, I feel like saying, "Asaph, I've got questions." Yet, these complaints of Asaph ring true to real life. Like when a friend called me last week and started our conversation by asking, "Why can't things just go easy for me?" Here's the simple answer. The story isn't over yet. We are in a battle, and the enemy of our soul is trying to take us out, or at least shut us up. In Psalm 77, Asaph tells his story to Jeduthun, a Levite worship leader whose name means praising, in four chapters, with a selah for each of the breaks between the chapters. Chapter 1, distress, verses 1 through 3. The word distress means confronted by an adversary. Ever been there? Every follower of God has been there. So Asaph invites us to selah. Pause to contemplate things like, is this distress causing me to reevaluate the foundation on which I stand? What is it God is shaking in my life? When God shakes things up, it is to cause us to remember and muse about the only sure foundation that can withstand any storm. See Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Chapter 2, questioning, verses 4 through 9. Notice the words Asaph uses: thought, remembered, mused, inquired. He is asking those tough questions, but he is asking them in a way that he can carefully consider the answers. That means he is really taking a selah pause with each question. I think he has come to this conclusion. Aren't all these really just rhetorical questions? And isn't the answer to all of them a resounding no? If you aren't sure the answer to all of these questions is no, please read Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Chapter 3, recalling, verses 10 through 15. Notice the continuation of the words thought, remember, meditate, consider. He also asks another question in verse 13, which he then answers in the next two verses. His call to selah here is another pause to reflect. Has God lost his power? Has he changed his mind? Once again, the answer is a loud and clear no. See Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1, and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. One of the most important takeaways from this stanza of Psalm 77 is this: looking back in gratitude at what God has done allows me to look forward in hope to what he is still going to do. My remembering what God has done in the past leads to release from the darkness, renewed praise, recovered strength, and a refocused outlook. Chapter 4, hope, verses 16 to 20. Asaph says, "Look what God did. And since he is the same today as he was yesterday, guess what he's still able to do?" We know this because the Bible says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Remember I said earlier that God isn't done telling his story yet? God isn't done. He knows his story, and his story is still being told. But he's also already told us how his story will end. See Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 through 6. And the end of his story is really just the beginning of the real story. C.S. Lewis said it this way in the closing words of The Last Battle: "And for us, this is the end of all the stories, and we can most truly say that they all lived happily ever after. But for them, it was only the beginning of the real story. All their life in this world and all their adventures in Narnia had only been the cover and the title page. Now, at last, they were beginning chapter one of the great story, which no one on earth has read, which goes on forever, in which every chapter is better than the one before. When you find yourself saying, "I've got questions, how long is this going to last?" Selah, to remember that the story isn't over yet. The storyteller knows how it ends, and he promises us. But what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. If you have missed any of the messages in our Selah series, I've shared a link to the complete list in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.